Wisdom to use time well. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 21. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. God gave everyone the same 24 hours a day. The value varies depending on how you use the time you are given. Even though we live with the same time given, there are people that are always pressed for time, and there are people that use time well. There are people that are always busy, even though they do not have to be that busy, and also there are people that use the time more efficiently. I think it is wisdom in using time. There is a saying that a person that is able to control and manage time is a person that is able to manage life. Once time has passed, it never comes back for good. Therefore, we should not waste time. Time is life. If time is wasted, then it becomes a waste of life. We cannot make time to stop. It is wisdom not to waste the time and miss the opportunity. One of the wisdoms in using time well is prioritizing time. There are tasks that need to be done quickly, and there are tasks that can be done slowly. There are tasks that must be done for sure, and there are tasks that can be delayed. Setting priority is important. It is wisdom to use time not in terms of quantity but quality. 5 minutes of an emergency patient is more important than 100 hours of other person. It is because 5 minutes could determine life or death. Time has been given for free to everyone, but it is not calculatable in terms of money, as it is highly valuable. We need to use the given time well to the best of our abilities. We cannot make time to stop. It's wisdom to use it well. Even though a farmer does not like winter, he cannot make fall to come. Wisdom of farmer is knowing about the changes for the upcoming season and preparing for it. Beginning and end of life as well, we cannot control or delay the timing with our own preference. It is because it is all in the sovereignty of God. Complaining about the fact that the end days of life are coming is a foolish thing. Once time passes, it never comes back for good. We need to save time. Today's passage lets us know about the wisdom of believers. In verse 15, it says, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise." Then how can we use the time wisely? How should we live our lives? Firstly, it says, "Save time." Let us read verse 16. It says, "Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Making the most of every opportunity means, do not waste time. Owner of time is God. Time is not mine, but it has a different owner. A person that has wisdom needs to have a sense of stewardship of time and use it well. A steward means a manager. We are managers of time. The owner of time is God. People regard money more precious than they regard time. But we need to know that we cannot purchase time with money. People know how to save money, but they do not know how to save time. Money can be earned again, but time, if it is once gone, we are unable to get it restored. Benjamin Franklin, that is famous in the history of the U.S., said like this: "If you love your life, do not waste time. Time is an ingredient to make life." When he ran a bookstore at one point, one young guy asked him for a discount on a book. Franklin rejected it. Nevertheless, this guy kept asking for a discount. Franklin increased the price of the book even higher. The customer got angry and asked him about why. "You took away my time continuously, so I have no other choice but to lift up the price of the book." Then the customer felt ashamed, paid for the full price that Franklin asked, and went. That is right. Time is life. Wasting time means wasting life. Raindrops make up a pond, it makes up to be a river, and then it becomes a sea. Likewise, if we gather up 1 second, 1 minute, a day and a year, 10 years and 30 years, it would make up our time, and that is how we exist. Evil spirit attacks time. These days, serious addictions such as gambling, game, smartphone, shopping addictions and so on, these cause our souls and minds to be ill, but they also take our time away. Wasting time is wasting of life. So Paul said, make the most of every opportunity. Once we lose some of our belongings, we may be able to find these again, but once time passed, it never comes back to us. Time that you have been given does not stop even now, and is ticking even at this moment. When you are young, you do not know that the time passes quickly, but as you get older, I cannot say how fast I feel that time is passing. After the age of 50, it has been said that time passes like a typhoon passes by. After the age of 60, it has been said that it is not a typhoon but like 2, 4, 6, 8, it seems like time passes by 2 years at a time. It has been said that after the age of 70, it is like 3, 6, 9, it seems like it passes by 3 years at a time. After the age of 80, some people say that you can go now. However, if you ask people that are over the age of 80 about how time went by, they say that old times feel like it was just yesterday. Do not leave things to the end. The most precious time is today. We need to live today to the fullest. If we cannot live today in joy, then there is no guarantee that we would like tomorrow in joy. If we are not happy today, then there is no guarantee that we would be happy tomorrow. If we miss today, we cannot say that tomorrow would be my day. We make preparations for tomorrow today. Depending on how you live today, tomorrow would be determined. Whatever it is, do not leave things undone till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not my day. It is God's day that only God knows about. Today is my day that has been given, and it is the time of blessing that He has given me. Whatever it is, do not leave things undone till the end, but do it right now. For students, it would be bothersome for them to hear their parents saying to them, study. However, the fact is that parents would say to their children to study, because there is time to study. People do not say to 80 years old elderly to study. People would rather say to them, take care of your health. It is because the time to study has already passed. Even when I am asleep, if I get an idea, I get up right away and make a memo, so that I do not miss the idea that came up at that moment. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would not leave things until tomorrow but serve the Lord diligently. How can we manage time well? Let us read verse 17. It says, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not be foolish. A word foolish means not able to discern the will of God and living the life aimlessly, without having a clear direction and without a clear purpose. What is more important than living eagerly is living with a clear will and a purpose. Have a look at the prayer of Jesus at Gethsemane. Until the sweat drops would turn into blood drops, all night, he prayed to God and he asked that everything to be according to God's will, not according to his own will. He asked for the will of God. In general, when people only think about their own selfish thoughts, they are unable to distinguish what is right and wrong. An ability to distinguish the right and wrong is wisdom. When we are away from the will of God, Satan makes our discerning ability to be weak. Samson was like that. When he no longer had a status of Nazareth, he lost his two eyes and he lost his ability to discern. Balaam was like that. Even though he was a prophet, he had love for money. He left to curse his people. He lost his ability to discern. At that time, Gad caused the mouth of a little donkey to be open and helped him to realize things. When human beings leave from God, we are not better than even insignificant animals. We need to live our lives discerning the will of God. Let us read verse 17. It says, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. The word will of God comes up here 50 times. It means, longing for, wishing for, be glad in, rejoicing. It is about understanding this will of God and living our lives with discernment. The will of the Lord is the heart of God. It is the hope of God for the humanity. Living according to the will of God is grace and a blessing. When we pray, praying according to the will of God is important. When we watch TV, we need to turn the channel on so that screen that we want comes up. As believers, we need to look for the will of God first of all, so that we would receive the answer and we would be able to have a spiritual communion. It is not about any channel. We need to adjust the channel to look for the one that God has set. Tuning the frequency to God is wisdom. How have you lived your life so far? Think about God first of all. The will of God is simple. It is about thinking about God first of all. It is about putting the utmost priority on God. What would God be pleased with? What would be the way that God would want? Think about God first. He would give you the wisdom to discern the will of God. There is a classic book title, What Would Jesus Do Before We Behave? Before we make a decision on anything, it is about asking to myself always on what would Jesus have done. If we think about Jesus first of all, we would know about the will of God. In Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says like this, But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your first would be God. Believers have a different way of living. Let us look at verses 19 to 21. We need to long to be fully filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us read verse 18. It says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. It says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Debauchery is about losing direction and purpose. It is about living according to whatever way he or she prefers to live. Being fully filled with the Holy Spirit is about being controlled by the Spirit of God and having a victory in the world as a saved Christian. If Jesus is a way to go to God, the Holy Spirit is a guide that leads us this way. Also, in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says, But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. In other words, the heart of God, the will of God, the plan of God, the Holy Spirit allows us to know all these. He is the one that gives us wisdom. Also, in John, chapter 16, verse 13, it says as well like this, But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. That is right. When the Holy Spirit leads us into Jesus, we would be able to have a holy spiritual life. Believers have a different way of living. Pray so that you would be fully filled by the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit would give us wisdom, so that we would know the heart of God, will of God, and the plan of God. There were evidences that showed when people were fully filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us look at chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. We would be fully filled by the Spirit of God. In Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19, it says, Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. We would be fully filled with joy that praises God with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. We would restore gratitude that goes beyond our circumstances. In verse 20, it says, Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Korean Thanksgiving Festival is the same as Thanksgiving Festival in the Bible. It is about giving thanks at all times. It is not about giving thanks when something good took place. It is not about you passed a test or you were healthy only. When things are not going so well, when you are sick, it is a confession that you are to give thanks to Father God at all times. It is because the Holy Spirit gives us joy and gratitude from our heart deep within. It is what people are like when people are fully filled by the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, time passes quickly. We are unable to stop the time. As believers, it is wisdom to manage the given time well. We are stewards. Time, belongings, life as well, these are all God's. During the time that God allows us to be on this land, we are living here as stewards. Whether we make a choice or a decision, think about God first. Then, we would be able to live our lives discerning the will of God. This is the life of a person that knows the grace of God, and it is a life of a person that is fully filled by the Holy Spirit. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.